Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. More Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage. And a 2003 graduate of Aledo High School, John DeClerc, has made a name for himself on the livestock judging circuit. He's the livestock judging coach at National Power Texas Tech, and of course graduated again at Aledo High School in 2003, and then traveled through Blackhawk College East Campus on to Texas A&M, then his master's at Texas Tech, and now eventually landed back at Texas Tech as the livestock judging coach. John DeClerc, congratulations. You got to tell us, what was your reaction when you first heard about the local school honoring the farm boy?
Oh, I mean, I was pretty shocked, to be honest with you. I didn't even know that I was up for the award. Mr. Chaussey, my old ag teacher, and my mom had kind of had put me up for it, and I guess I never would have dreamt that had been a possibility, so it was really humbling when I heard.
How important was your time in Aledo, specifically with the FFA program and vocational agriculture, those initial steps for you and the path you took? Tell us how that shaped you back in the day.
Well, it was really huge for me. I mean, I was just kind of a farm kid from rural Aledo there, and I didn't have a lot of exposure to the rest of the state. I mean, I grew up showing and doing some of that stuff, but when I got into FFA, you know, Mr. Chaussey was great at really challenging me and pushing me to be the best version of myself I could be. I think back about, I had a lot of learning moments back then, and I can't tell you how grateful I am that he was willing to work with me and to help me along the way. And I got to meet a lot of people throughout the country and throughout the state and just kind of make some of those more networks and contacts there. And for me, that was kind of when I first started thinking, you know, bigger things, possibility that, you know, hey, maybe I could go and get a couple advanced degrees and coach, or maybe I could do some things on the national scene. So it really was FFA that kind of taught me that I had some opportunities to make a lot of things possible.
And that's why it's so great when we interview people like you. And I'll ask you this, and I think it's a very important that people listen closely, that you can live your dream. And I'll ask you, are you living your dream?
Yeah, no, I'm really fortunate. I never, when I was growing up, I mean, I always, you know, used to look at those guys that would judge state fairs and big national shows and coach collegiate judging teams, and I mean, they were kind of always my heroes. Really, when I was growing up, Dan Hogue, who's the coach at Blackhawk East, was somebody I always looked up to, and I always thought, like, boy, if I could ever coach at a junior college, that would just be incredible. And to have that kind of impact and to serve as a mentor to so many different students, would just be incredible. Because I think about the role that my coaches and my mentors had on my life, and to be able to reciprocate and give back to young people, I thought was something that would be just unbelievable, be a dream of mine. And so, through the process and starting there in FFA, and then what I was able to do in my collegiate career, it was, you know, I never dreamt I'd have been able to get to coach at the university level and particularly get to coach some national champion teams and be coach of the year. I never thought that would have been possible. So, it was really, really cool. And I can't say how thankful I am for the experiences and everything that I did get when I was at Aledo High School.
And I guess the other thing, too, you talk about it with great pride. I mean, the roots of vocational agriculture are pretty strong in the county of Mercer. And if you want to be a family farmer, hey, man, more power to you. That's great. You can do that. And there's a lot of kids that, want to live back at home and be a part of that, you know, fifth generation family farm or whatever. And then there's people like you and countless others that have gone outside of that realm to have success. But it all, you know, I guess kind of starts and stops with the roots that have been established with Mercer County agriculture. How proud are you to be part of that?
Very, very proud. I think about in my office, I've got, you know, I think about my family and where I came from all the time. My office, I've got an aerial shot of the family farm back home. And I think of everything that my dad's built and the hard work that he took and that he does on a daily basis. I mean, I'll never live up to what he does. He's been somebody I continue to look up to my entire life. And think about the way of life that I had growing up. And I remember, you know, how proud I am to be a farm kid from Alito, Illinois, and everything that taught me in terms of some of the work ethic and you know, when I'm communicating with students, and we recruit kids all over the country, and I talk to those families, the morals and the values that I try to tell them that I'm going to do as a coach, and I'm going to try to instill into their young people, it's the things that my family and that I learned growing up as just a farm kid in Mercer County. So I can tell you that it definitely shaped the person I am today, and there's no way I would be where I am if it wasn't for, you know, my upbringing.
Yeah, and I was talking to Coach Mike Chaussee earlier this week about, you know, when I asked him, I said, do you think people realize the level that John Neclerc is at? And he says, I think most people in the ag community get that. But, you know, being at the top and being at the elite program, you know, Texas Tech, livestock judging coach, national power. You know, I have to ask you, has there ever been like an aha moment for you where you say, man, I can't believe I got to this. I got to this level and I'm doing what I really love at, you know, this type of institution that, you know, livestock judging is such a big part of their heritage. Was there like a moment where you, you know, pinch yourself or whatever? I guess I don't know how to ask or phrase the question.
You know, I'll tell you, Jim, it happens. Seems about every week. You know, we've got some alumni down here that are great supporters that, you know, that what they do financially for our program is unbelievable. And I look at some of the people that I've looked up to my whole life and see how they've treated me and the support that they've had, you know, people that I you know, were heroes of mine growing up that are now, you know, behind me. But I'll tell you probably the biggest thing is, you know, just when I get to work with the kids, you know, you know, winning national contest is fun, and I sure enjoy doing that. And the biggest reason I enjoy it is just because I take young people that are passionate about agriculture and want to make a name for themselves, and to be able to show them through hard work and dedication that, like, hey, you may never be the smartest kid in every situation you walk into, but you can be the hardest working. And if you do that, you can win, and everything is possible if you're willing to put the right kind of work into it. So those moments are cool, but I think usually when I get to meet young people, you know, I had a young lady come in yesterday from California, and she's extremely smart, you know, crazy high ACT and you know, great GPA. And I think about some of the kids that I've gotten to coach that are, you know, getting 33s, 34s on their ACTs, 4.0s, you know, going to be pharmacists or lawyers. And I get to talk to their family and their mom and dad basically say, like, we believe in you. We want you to be the person to get our kid to the next step, to get him an education, to get him through a livestock judging program. And I see individuals that are so immensely talented, and just to believe that they think enough of me to invest their young people and to invest their time in me. That's probably where I get the most of that kind of, wow, this is pretty cool. And so I'm very fortunate. The program we have down here, the support we have at Tech is unbelievable. And, you know, any time that it seems like about every week something like that happens, it just makes me realize how fortunate I am to be here.
Well, and I guess as I wrap up, how, you know, to get this honor locally and to see what, like, the committee, that they understand what the significance of agriculture is here kind of locally. You know, I don't know if you know, last year, Chet Borough, he's a graduate of Westmer, I think back in the 70s, and has a long career in agribusiness, worked at the Department of Agriculture. And then Randy Dunn, who grew up on a farm in the western edge of Mercer County and is now the president of Southern Illinois University, for the committee to recognize those type of things and for the people to make those nominations. They know what's up, right? I mean, your reaction to just recognizing the importance of what agriculture means here to this community, that has to be a celebration for you, I think.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the names you just mentioned, I don't know if I belong in the same breath as those guys, but I'll tell you that what I really appreciate is that, you know, that obviously we live in the heart of production agriculture in Mercer County, and it is the lifeblood of our area. I guess maybe I'm a little biased when I say that, but, you know, the farmers and in our area are kind of the backbone of what we do, and to see the fact that the school district understands that there are more avenues to being successful, and there's more avenues for these young people that, like, hey, you don't have to go be a state champion, you know, wrestler or football player or athlete. You know, we still think that there's other avenues for you to go out there and be successful, that we want to honor you. And I think that that kind of well-rounded approach is something that's really refreshing, and it's certainly glad to see for kids like myself that we're not blessed with the most athletic talent, and, you know, for younger people that are probably fall in the same categories I do, that, like, hey, you go out and you work hard and you put in your time and you do things the right way with the right kind of moral and ethical compass there, you can you definitely can be recognized with anybody.
All right. Great observations from 2003 Alito High School graduate John DeClerc being inducted into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame class of 2018. Well-deserved. Congratulations, Mr. John DeClerc.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.